你爱我比这个比你爱我比这些还多吗？
And the verse that really spoke to me was, you know, when Jesus asked, you know, do you love me more than all of this?
我们知道当耶稣复活之后，然后在海边看到门徒在湖里面这样捞在打鱼，很辛苦，就是全部都打不到鱼。
We know the background to that was, you know, after Jesus was resurrected, you know, he saw his disciples, you know, fishing again, and you know, they were working really hard but couldn't catch anything.
耶稣说：“你们就往这个方向把网撒下去。”他们听着耶稣的话，他们把网撒下去之后，他们就捕起了一网的鱼，总共有153条。
You know, Jesus told them to cast their net to one side, and they listened to Jesus, and when they did it, you know, they got a ton of fish.
他们那时候认出耶稣了吗？
But, you know, when they listened to Jesus then, did they realize it was Jesus?
认出来了吗？还没有认出，对不对？
They didn't know it was Jesus.
但是他们不，但是他们后来彼得啊，门徒他们认出耶稣的声音，他们就圣经说彼得他们就跳到水里面，就跳到这个水里面，就赶快上来岸边。
But when they realized that it was Jesus, they quickly got out of the boat and ran over.
当然鱼也跟着带上来了。
Of course, they also brought the fish.
耶稣在旁边已经帮他们在烤食物了。
And then, you know, Jesus was already there, you know, cooking some of the fish.
然后耶稣就跟后来耶稣就跟彼得说：“你爱我比这些还多吗？”
And then Jesus asked Peter, you know, do you love me more than this?
彼得说：“夫子，你知道我爱你。”
And Peter responded to Jesus saying that you know that I love you.
耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
And then Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep."
耶稣之后又重复了两次。
And Jesus asked two more times.
Yes, Peter 就哭了。
And then, you know, Peter, you know, cried.
因为圣灵让他想起他在耶稣被逮捕之前，他跟耶稣说的话。
Because you know, Peter is reminded again about, you know, what Jesus said to him, before Jesus was captured.
因为耶稣跟他说，就是他耶稣被捕的时候，他说今天晚上鸡鸣之前，你会认三次不认我。
Jesus told Peter that you know, that Peter would deny Jesus three times.
实际我们看圣经这个事情，彼得的确三次抵赖，就是拒绝就是不认耶稣三次。
And indeed, you know.Peter, he denied knowing Jesus three times.
但是在耶稣得荣耀，上十字架得荣耀复活之后，耶稣再让彼得问他三次。
But after Jesus was resurrected and glorified, Jesus asked Peter this question three times.
我觉得是有两个目的。第一个，耶稣要让他的爱，让他的就是再次爱，让他爱，让他这个过去这三次，因为他耶稣要他的爱，耶稣用他的爱，然后使彼得过去的这个心内心的这个伤能够来医治抚平。
And Jesus, you know, through this, you know, I think one of the purposes was to actually comfort Peter.
所以我们都只有耶稣可以医治，只可以安慰我们，可以医治我们，可以修复我们里面所有的伤。
But not just also to comfort, heal, you know, heal us.
当然还是托付他要。喂养他的，要喂养教会，要养羊。
But he also, Jesus also, you know, was asking Peter, to also, you know, tend the church.
所以神在我们生命也做一样的工作。
And so, you know, Jesus, you know, God's doing a similar work in our lives.
神医治了我们。
You know, God healed us.
那神也要带领我们，带领我们，要我们走在他的命定事工里面。
You know, God is also one is leading us, in the work He has for us.
所以说，耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我这些，你爱我比这些更多吗？”
So Jesus asked Peter, you know, do you love me more than all of this?
什么是这些呢？
And so, what is Jesus referring to?
我们这时候可以问我们自己，这些可能是。金钱
So we can ask ourselves, you know, what does that mean for us? Maybe it's money.
可能是地位
Maybe it's position.
可能是荣誉
Maybe it's our reputation.
荣誉 honor. Honor.
Yeah.
荣誉名誉就是 reputation.
Whether it's desiring honor or reputation.
那可能是我们的完美主义。
Maybe it's our perfectionism.
我们觉得什么事情都要把它做得很好。
Maybe we feel like we have to do everything.
但并不是
perfection.
是我们里面的那个 desire.
But maybe that's not a genuine desire.
那可能是可能是很多很多点点点。
So there are many different things it could be.
Yeah. 所以说我们要求神帮助我们，让我们可以爱他，不爱超过这些东西。
So thank God, and you know, let God help us.To not love those things more than Christ.
像我们知道在公司啊，我们知道，我们像我在公司工作，那公司里面呢，不管是小公司、大公司，或者是一个机构，那这个机构呢，通常他们会定一个这个机构的一个叫做这个使命宣言。
So we know, you know, whether you work at a company or some other organization, every organization has a mission
statement.
A mission statement.
Yeah. 因为这很重要，你有这个使命宣言，你才有办法从这个使命宣言这个去定下你这个公司的目标。
Because you know the mission statement is very important for setting up.The goals that you have for the organization.
那你有这个目标，你才有办法去分工合作，去完成来完成这个公司的这个的这个带着公司往前。
And you need to have these goals so that the people in the organization can work together towards achieving that goal.
那这个这个。使命宣言呢，其实是跟这个意向公司的意向是紧紧结合的。
And the mission statement is also very closely aligned with the vision of the company or organization.
或者你其实就是公司的意向。
Or just the vision for the business.
所以任何一个单位、任何一个组织、任何一个公司，它必须要有一个意向，有一个使命宣言。
You know, so for every organization, there has to be this vision and a mission.
所以圣经上说，民无异象，就必这样放肆，还有灭亡。
And in scripture, we know it says that men perish for lack of vision.
所以我们必须要有异象。
So we need to have a vision.
我们也是要有意向，我们家庭也要有意向。
Individually we need a vision, but for families we also need a vision.
我们个人也要有意向。
Individually we also need a vision.
我们要有使命宣言。
We need to have our own mission statement.
教会也要有意向。
The church needs a vision.
那我们知道，耶稣基督给我们的一个意向，全人类的一个我们可以很清楚知道的一个意向。
And we know that Jesus gave us a very important mission.
这个使命宣言。
A very important mission statement.
那我们知道就是在看一下哈。稍等一下。我希望我可以找得到。不好意思啊。马太福音22章37到38节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 37 to 38.
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心尽性尽意尽，尽心尽性尽意尽力爱你的神。”这是诫命中的第一，也是最大的。
And Jesus basically said, you know, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
这是耶稣基督告诉我们的话。
And this is what Jesus said to us.
这应该是全人类所有教会还有我们个人的使命宣言。
So this should be the mission for every person on earth.
也就是说，我们活在这世上，这是我们的意向。
And similarly, you know, as long as we're, you know, while we're on this earth, you know, this should be, you know, our vision and mission.
因为耶稣说这是第一的，而且是最大的。
Because Jesus says here that it is the first and the greatest commandment.
第一是 urgency， 最大是 importance。第一是 priority， 最大是 emergency， 最大是这个 importance。
So to say that you know it's the first shows that you know it's the highest priority. And to say that is the greatest commandment means that it is the most important.
也就是说，我们在做各种事情的判断或者在决定的时候，这是我们一个很重要的一个依据。
So no matter what kind of decision we're making in our lives, this is an important guiding commandment.
我们做的决定是有符合这个这句话吗？
We have to ask ourselves if our decisions are in alignment with this command.
昨天弟兄有个弟兄问我说：“你爱神吗？”
The other day, a brother asked me, "Do you love God?"
我说我爱啊。
And I said, "I do."
但是只有神知道。
But only God knows.
当我们越知道我们是个蒙恩的罪人，那我们就知道我们越更需要神的怜悯。
When we realize that we're just sinners who receive God's grace, we realize.You know, we need God's mercy more and more.
当我静下来想的时候，做的很多决定，很多没有跟这一条命令是吻合的。
And when I think about it and meditate on this, I realize that many of my own decisions, you know, have not been in alignment with this verse.
就是我们圣母有带一首歌，就是爱自己，就是。比爱主还多。
Just like some of the hymns that we've sang, you know, it's about, you know, loving Jesus more than loving everything else.
求主带我们这么不爱自己，对，爱主不爱自己则爱主。
To love, you know, the Lord and not ourselves.
所以说， 有所以说我们需要神的怜悯，让我们要默想，而且要祷告，我们要让神，我们要常常默想这个话，让我们真正的知道说我们是不是尽心尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
So we need to, you know, take the time, to meditate on this, you know, to ask ourselves if we're loving God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind.
讲到这个选举呢，那我台湾的选举，我并没有花很多时间去观，没有，十二月底之前，我没有花很多的时间去关心。
So you're speaking of the election in Taiwan, you know, prior to the end of December, I hadn't actually spent a lot of time following the election.
但是因为刚好是圣诞节过新年，时间比较有空，那我就花比较多的时间去看这一个台湾的新闻。
And because it was the holidays, I had more time to, you know, catch up on the news.
那就听这个不管是政见会啦、辩论会啦，还有这些电视的这种那评论啦。
So you know, I was you know watching the debates and and reading up on the analysis or commentary. And sometimes, you know, through it, you know, I felt really impassioned.
有时候很想回去投票那种感觉。
It made me feel like, you know, I really want to go back and, you know, to vote.
Yeah. 但是这个选举结束之后呢，这个当然心里会有一些震动。
And obviously, you know, when this election ended, you know, there was some shakiness in my heart.
但是我安静下来一想，这个激动啊！但是当我静下来之后，再回到神，再跟神祷告的时候，就是神要我们还是要回到他的里面，才可以得到真正的那一个真正的。就是真正的那一个平安，跟真正的那一个安稳。
So you know, as I was thinking about this, you know, I realized, you know, during the process, you know, I was really fired up and, you know, felt a lot of different emotions. But, you know, after the election results came out, and I realized that, you know, it's only through Jesus that we can have that true peace and that true stability.
然后就看看我那个 YouTube 上面的，哇！我花了这么多时间在这上面。
And then you know, I look back, and, you know, to see, you know, my watch history on YouTube, and I realize, wow, I spend so much time.
我就把这些东西全部都把它删掉。
So then you know, I kind of just remove all of that content.
啊，听一下敬拜的歌曲啊。
And instead, you know, I started to you know focus more.On you know listening to worship.
啊，那神的同在就降临。
And you know that brought in God's presence.
那是不一样的，弟兄姐妹。
And that's you know a different type of feeling.
新闻会让你激动。
The news it might get you fired up.
但是它不会带下那个神的。
But it can't bring down God's presence.
所以最宝贵的是我们要在神的同在里面。
So the most important thing is for us to be in God's presence.
那我刚刚讲说，知道这一件，知道我们的这个，知道我们的这个这个。使命这个宣言之后呢，那我们就要跟着我们怎么去这个，因为这是很重要的一件很重要的事，因为耶稣在讲这个他重复的在这边提哈，我讲一下经文，你看耶稣在马太福音22:37-38讲到。马可福音12:28-34讲到， 这个路加福音第十章二十五、二十八节、三十八章这讲到，就是同样在都在讲这件事情。
And we know that you know, back to this verse, in Matthew, it's so important that the other gospels also, talk about this. In Mark chapter 12, verse 28 to 34, and in Luke chapter 10, verse
25 to 38. 因为耶稣在这几个经文里面讲说，他说。耶稣说，就是这有一个啊，他这个背景是有一个啊，律法师来啊，他本来是要试探耶稣，那耶稣就回答他，他说你这样行呢，你就必得永生。
And you know, kind of the background for you know why Jesus was speaking on this.Was because the Pharisees were coming to debate with him, and some of them were trying to tempt Jesus. But in response to this, Jesus basically said that if you follow this, then you will, you know, have eternal life.
那再是在先约强调这个啊。那在我们最近在查《生命记》，其实讲这件事情，其实耶稣讲这个诫命最大而且第一。那其实他这个我们他是从神的命令十诫来的。
And we know that you know this command, this greatest commandment actually stems from the Ten Commandments.
我们知道十诫里面的第一到第四诫，它是要我们。是我们跟神之间的关系。
We know that you know the first and the, up to the fourth commandments have to do with our relationship with God.
然后从第五诫到第十诫呢，是神是我要我们跟人之间的关系。
And the fifth commandment to the tenth commandment have to do with our relationship with other people.
所以耶稣说诫命的总纲就是爱。
And that's why, you know, the summary of these commandments is love.
然后这个诫命的总纲里面又有最大的，又是尽心尽力尽心尽意爱主我们的神。
And you know, under this umbrella of love, the first thing is to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind.
然后其次呢，就是爱人如己。
And the second thing is to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以这个第一，这个就是尽心尽力尽意爱主我们的神呢，就是总归就在这个四个十诫的这个前四条。
And so loving God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, that has to do with the first four commandments.
那这个我们爱人如己呢，是包括在第六、第五到第四。
And to love, you know, our neighbor as ourselves.That's where, you know, the fifth to the tenth commandment.
这总纲呢，就是爱。
But it's all summed up in, you know, in the word love.
神就是爱。
And, you know, we know God is love.
当有人问这个问题说，你爱神吗？
You know, so when people ask, you know, do you love God?
当耶稣问彼得说，你爱我比这更多吗？
And when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than all of this?"
不是我们能够爱。
It's not because we can love.
乃是因为神先爱了我们。
But because God loved us first.
因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
因为神是神用测不透的爱爱了我们。
And God uses, you know, an immeasurable, great love.
当我们还在做罪人的时候，他就定义爱我们。
And because you know, even when we were sinners, he loved us.
他定义要拯救我们。
He wanted to save us.
所以圣经说，他千山，他越过这个千山万岭来寻找我们。
You know, so Scripture talks about how God is, you know, seeking and searching for us to save us.
那我们看诫命的第一条，我们看到诫命的第一条，神要我们不能有其他的，只有神。哎，我们比较精确一点，我们看这个我们看一下，我们在十诫的这里有两个地方可以有十诫哈。第一个是出埃及记二十章，另外一个是生命记第五第，我们看一下第出埃及记第十章第三节，他说：“除了我以外，你不可有别的神。”
So looking at the Ten Commandments in Exodus, we know the first one is to have no other god.
然后对然后还有三。当然第四就是不为自己雕刻偶像。
And to not make idols.
也不可以做什么形象仿佛天上地下地底下水中的白物。
And to not worship anything on this earth.
也不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。
And then to not misuse the name.
因为我耶和华你的神，因为我耶和华。你的神是祭血的神。
Because you know, our God is a jealous God.
恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
And that you know, God will punish the children for the sin of their fathers to the third and fourth generations.
爱我的，守我诫命的，我必向他的发慈爱，直到千代。
But God will show His love to thousand generations for those who love Him.
所以刚刚感谢神，刚刚那个爱情姐妹讲到她跟弟弟那一天做，就是要离开韩国，然后做的那个仪式，我觉得她是蒙神的喜，蒙神悦纳。
So you know, we're also really thankful for you know the testimony that Sister Aiching had you know on the day when she was to leave Korea that.
因为你们愿意把这个这个你们心中认定的这个是不讨神喜悦的这个偶像，把它打破。
You were able to get rid of that, you know, that idol that was still in the house.
神看中你们的心，胜过也看过你们的这个动作。
And so God, you know, cares more about your heart than just the action.
那必然在你跟你的生命，跟你的弟弟的生命会造成一个祝福。
So that will result in a blessing in both your brother and your life.
那是正浩的一个，他弟就是弟弟，你弟弟的一个信心的一个突破。
And that's a breakthrough for your brother's faith.
那对他的生命的这一个生命的往前进是很大的一个事件。对他的生命的改的往前，生命的改变是一个很重要的事件 event。
So it's an important event for his life.
这边第一条诫跟第二条诫告诉我们，我们除了神以外，不可以有别的神。
And we know in the first and second commandments, it's all about how we should have no other god.
听起来好像很，听起来好像很，怎么讲？听起来好像神很霸道。
You know, from a perspective, it may seem that you know God is very
霸 bossy.
Oh, bossy.
但其实我们知道，是因为神爱以色列人。神爱我们的关系。
But we know God said this because He loves us.
因为他知道什么对我们是最好的。
He knows what is best for us.
因为离开了他之外，我们因为圣经告诉我说，离开什么的好处都在耶稣基督里面。我们离开了他，我们只要我们离开了他，我们什么都没有。
Because we know Jesus is that source of, you know, all the good things, and outside of him, there is no good thing.
另外一个角度就是我们得着了基督，我们得着了耶稣，我们就得着了一切。
And from another perspective, it's, you know, if we have Jesus, then we have everything.
因为他就是道路，他就是真理，他就是生命。
Because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们有了他，我们还靠早上聚会祷告出来，我们 你再讲那个经文吗？在他以外，我们还在他有永生之道，我们还跟随谁呢？所以，我们神因为神爱我们的关系，他要定下这一个诫命，他要我们遵守。Because
God loves us, so He gave us this commandment.
你说神爱我们吗？
So doesn't God love us?
当然爱。
He does.
听起来好像很霸道。
It might sound like he's a bit bossy or...
但这是第一条诫命。
But this is the first commandment.
所以我们要去想, 主啊,我今天做的这个, 我们有很多的想法, 也有很多的, 选择或者生命中的选择，或者是爱好，但是不见得是有可能是会取代神的。So
in our life, we make a lot of decisions. We might have a lot of, desires or ambitions. And sometimes those things can replace God.
我们必须要 带到神面前来祷告，因为只有在神的光中，我们才知道说我们里面是什么东西，引导来阻止我们，来在我们必须要来在神的光中，让我们光照我们，让我们知道是什么，我们生命中有什么东西取代了神。And
so we need to come to God and pray and to ask God to shine a light in us. So that we know if there's anything in our lives that have replaced God.
然后这边神说，我耶和华你的神是祭血的神。
And we also see that God says that He is a jealous God.
听起来好像很熟悉。 听起来很熟悉, familiar, 很熟悉。
This sounds...
神是个祭血的，他是祭血的神。神说他是祭血的神，为什么？
So you know we have to ask ourselves, why does God say that He's a jealous God?
因为他不愿意跟人分享，因为他不愿意跟第三者分享，分享我们跟他之间的关系。 跟他之间的爱。
Because God, you know, He doesn't want to, you know,
When you love someone, 没关系。当你爱一个人的时候，你会希望有第三者来介入吗？
So God doesn't want to have His love split between. For our love and with Him to be split with, you know, divided across other desires.
所以神要我们,
or other gods or anything else.
这是因为神爱我们。
And it's because God loves us.
因为他知道我们不再这样，我们不这样子的话，我们就会掉进去网罗里面。
He knows that if we're not, you know, if we don't follow this, you know, we will fall away.
我们会掉入网罗，我们就会迷失了。
We'll fall into traps and we will walk astray.
我们会对愁苦加增。
Our, you know, suffering will increase.
因为圣经上说，敬拜别神 有以其他的取代耶和华的，就必愁苦加增。
Scripture says that
以别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦就要加增。
If people replace God with other things, then you know their lives will
愁苦加增
see more suffering.
愁苦就会加增。 愁苦就是worry啊，不是 suffering， 就是 worry。有时候 suffering 是，就是应该是他的，应该不是 worry， 就是愁苦。可以找到经文吗？愁苦，志刚，愁苦是什么英文啊？愁苦加增这个英文是什么？Yeah， miserable，不是好的，对不对？但是。 对 ，suffering， 有时候我们基督徒在世上会有 suffering 我们 suffering 是为主被逼迫，受到 physical 上面的，或是受到这个精神上面的逼迫，这个都是 suffering。 我是特别要解释一下 suffering， 就是这个被就是这个困难，有时候我们中文把它换成困难，其实英文它有不同的字，但它其实意思是不太一样的。
As far as you know difficulties or sufferings go, there are different you know aspects to it, and oftentimes we also know that. You know, suffering, you know, can come from sin, but suffering a lot of times is what God uses in us, and God allows the suffering to happen.
一般是为义被逼迫。
And one aspect is, you know, we're persecuted. Suffering comes from, you know, being persecuted for following Christ.
Yeah, 所以说，我们回到这个经文上，所以说。 神是个祭血的神，是他是祭血的神，是因为他爱我们。
So God is a jealous God because He loves us.
他有时候会用烈火焚烧我们。Sometimes
He uses, you know, fires to, purify.
焚烧，对，因为他用环境来试炼我们。
And using you know our environments to train us,
使我们更加的圣洁,
so that we become more holy,
使我们更认识他,
so we know him more,
使我们更接近他,
so we get closer to him,
使我们更像他,
so we become more like him.
所以感谢主, yeah, 所以我们 所以我们神，那神要我们在这个尽心尽力，在这个第一个诫命里面，一个很重要的事情是要做什么？就是要遵他的话跟他的命令而行。So
an important aspect to loving God with all of our, you know, heart, soul, and mind is to actually obey His commandments.
我们《生命记》第六章啊，四至九节。
Deuteronomy chapter
6
verse
4-9。 你看，他说：“以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。” 我今日吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，要殷勤的教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额头为经文，要写在你房屋上的门框上，并你的城门上。
It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength."
那我们再看《生命记》第十章十二节到十三节，《生命记》十章十二到十三节。
Let's also look at Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse
十二到十三节。
12 to 13.
以色列啊，现在耶和华，以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽心的侍奉他。
It says, "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul."
遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
And to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good.
所以，神给我们诫命，不是挂在啊、这个门框上而已，不是，也不是放在一个啊、建筑物里面。不是放在学校的建筑物里面，或者校园里面，也不是放在啊、法院的这个啊、一个好像一个地方上面而已，而是要我们去遵行。
So God's commands aren't just words that, you know, we put in a building, we put in places, but it's words that we need to follow.
因为他知道我们照着他的话去遵行，我们就必得福。
Because when we follow His commands, we will receive blessings.
然后《生命记》三十章也有讲到，三十章第二节。
And Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2.
好，第一节也可以哈。这是神对以色列的预言，就是借着摩西。虽然是在《生命记》，他是在跟啊。我们知道《生命记》的背景，对不对？那个上一代的所有的以色列人都已经倒闭在旷野里面了。经过四十年，所有当时二十岁以上，因为他们十次试探神，他们抱怨神，他们不听神的话。神本来是要把那个 wipe out 的，后来是因为摩西的带导，那神。没有把他们灭亡，但是给他们，就是他们在旷野有四十年之久，他们那一代第那一代的都已经死掉了。
So the context for Deuteronomy was that the Israelites, you know, were in the desert for 40 years because the prior generation, you know, God was planning to cut them off, but because of Moses' intercession.God relented.
所以说在然后他们神要正要把他们带进入加入第带领以色列人进新就是第新的一代新的一代的这个以色列人要进入迦南美地之前，跟他们再一次的把神的话的诫命再一次跟第二代这个新的一个代跟他们来重申。
So before they were to enter into Canaan, you know, Moses was reminding them again about, you know, God's laws.
所以这个话不是他对，不只是当时摩西对着以色列要进迦南地的这些以色列人讲，让所有读着圣经的人也是向着我们讲的。
And so these words aren't just only for the Israelites, but it's also for all those who are reading God's words.
所以说，那神在这个这个地方，他其实是有这里面是有预言到未来以色列他们会怎么样子的背逆，然后最后神再怎么样的把他们让他们再归回。
And so this verse here is a bit of a prophecy regarding the Israelites and how they will rebel against God, but God will lead them back.
所以第一节是讲到说，第一节讲到说。他们会被放在万国中，但是他们必会纪念这个神的话。那第二节呢？第二节就是，你看第二节这边有一个若，有没有？这一个条件式的，所以我们读圣经的时候要很重视这个若。 他说你和你的子孙若尽心尽力尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日所吩咐的听从他的话，那时耶和华你的神必连续你，救回你被掳的子民。耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到万民中将你召聚回来。
So basically, chapter 30, verse 1 to 3, you know, God says that all these blessings and curses I've set before you come upon you, and you will take them to heart wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nations. And when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul, according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where He scattered you.
我们再看一下《申命记》三十章十五节到二十节。
And also chapter 30, verse 15 to 20.
看啊，我今日将生于福，死于祸，陈明在你的面前。吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，谨守他的诫命、律例、典章，使你可以存活。人事加增加，耶和华你的神就在你所要建去的得地为业的地上赐福于你。倘若你心里偏离不肯听从，却被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神，我今日明明告诉你，你们必要灭亡。
Verse 15, see, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord will, your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
那我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都已存活，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久，也在乎他。
This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursesNow choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him. For the Lord is your life, and He will give you many years in the land.
约翰福音十四章十五节也讲到，耶稣说：“如果你们爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”
In John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus also says, you know, if you love me, you will obey my commands.
14章21节讲到说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的，必蒙我的父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
In verse 21, it says, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
23节又讲到耶稣，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我要到他那里去，与他同在。
Verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
约翰福音十五章第九到十节。
John chapter 15, verse
第九到十节。
9 to 10.
耶稣说：“我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在。
你们若在我的命令，你们若在我的命里，就常在我的爱里面。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love.
Amen.
感谢主。感谢主。所以说， 所以说耶稣，我们读到从这些经，我们在耶稣一直要，耶稣一直在告诉我们的一件事情，神告诉我们的一件事情，就是我们的一生，我们的一生的，我们的一生最的这个我们的 mission statement， 就是啊，尽心尽力，尽心尽意，建立爱主我们的神。
So from all of this, we know that the mission statement God has for our lives is to love Him with all of our heart, soul,